What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Caruso, Exum, Bridges, Murray, and Brooks are all on the outside looking in. Who will be my favorites? My top five plays for today. It is Thursday, March 21st. We're talking FanDuel and we're doing it after this. But first, like, subscribe, notification bell, follow me on Twitter, and just sign up at Stokastic. It's the best thing you could do. If you're playing DFS and you haven't signed up at Stokastic yet, probably costing yourself some money. Get projections, ownership, sims, premium Discord, and more. And you can do all of that using the links below. First up at number five, we have Denny Avdia. Small forward, power forward eligible, 7,200. Projected for 34. The goal is 38. Winning lineup 27% of the time. Now, I got him in for 34 minutes, but he's questionable. 16 points, 8 boards, 4 assists, and a stock and a half. But a really nice matchup against Sacramento for a shorthanded Wizards team. We just need to get Denny back, but he's going to be a fantasy point per minute guy across both forward positions. Yeah, that's a top five play to me. The Barnacle of the Bay is in at number four. Small forward, power forward eligible, 4,800. Projected for 21. The goal is 29. Winning lineup 27% of the time. Since we have Kevin Huerter hurt, Harrison Barnes' minutes look a little bit better, especially with no Trey Lyles. Now, he's only a 0.7 fantasy point per minute guy. That's not good. But this matchup against Washington is as good as it gets. One of the worst defenses, one of the fastest teams. 12 points, 4 boards, an assist, and a stock. Great flexibility on a slate with very little value. Cam Johnson in at number three, small forward, power forward eligible, 5,400, projected for 26. The goal is 31. Winning lineup 30% of the time. I went 29 minutes. No Dorian Finney-Smith in this one, and I think that gives Cam Johnson a little bit of a boost. 14 points, 5 boards, 2 assists, a stock. Good matchup against Milwaukee. It's like an average defense, average pace. You can't ask for much more. And maybe Giannis won't play. But Cam Johnson's going to get a little bit of a playing time benefit for no DFS and potentially no Nick Claxton. PJ Washington in at number two, power forward center eligible, 5,400, projected for 25. The goal is 31. Winning lineup 31% of the time. Amazing matchup against Utah. Second worst defense in the league. Top five team in pace. 32 minutes. 0.8 fantasy points per minute. He hasn't been able to make a three to save his life in Dallas, but it doesn't matter. He's still second. 12 points, 5 boards, 2 assists, 2 stocks. The fact that you can put him in at power forward is everything for Washington. And you should be able to put him in at power forward. He's not an only center type of guy. My number one contender is Dante DiVincenzo. Shooting guard, small forward, eligible, 6,600, projected 33, goal 36, winning lineup 35% of the time. I went 36 minutes. He could play 40 today and I wouldn't be surprised. Very difficult matchup against Denver in elevation. You don't ever love that spot, but no OG Anunoby once again. Shorthanded Knicks team. They're going to play the starters heavy minutes. Last time out, McBride got north of 40. This time could very easily be DiVincenzo. We saw him playing 40 when everybody was out earlier. He's a 0.95 fantasy point per minute guy, 18 points, 4.5 boards, 3.5 assists, and 2 stocks, crossing shooting guard and small forward, the two hardest positions to fill. He's the number one guy you can get to on FanDuel. Alrighty, folks, that will do it. Those are my NBA DFS contenders on FanDuel for Thursday, March 21st. DraftKings version around here somewhere, so check it out. Good luck, everybody. Win some money. We're back again tomorrow morning for another edition of the Contenders.